Hello, the Swag Minister, the Prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 170. And this is the final episode for Psalm 91, verse 8. We're now going to verse 9 and 10. So, what does Psalm 91, verse 8 say? We personalize it. Only with my eyes will I behold and see the reward of the wicked. That is how we say it. Okay. So we've been looking at wisdom, the opposite of evil. Evil is not your portion. Wisdom is what God has given you. In fact, the wisdom of God lives in you right now. You have something which is better than what Solomon had. Solomon had phronesis. And when phronesis spoke about trees and about flowers and about birds. But now you are talking new creation talk. You are talking that the life of God is in you. You are talking that you have resurrection life. You're talking that the wisdom of God lives in you. It's not upon you, inside of you. You in your spirit is all the wisdom there is. In your spirit is all the power. In your spirit is all the grace. Everything that God has provided is already in your spirit. In your spirit is wall to wall, Holy Spirit. Wall to wall, wall in your spirit. Your spirit is complete, is perfect as God wants it to be. There is nothing that's going to better come into your spirit when you die and go to heaven. No. When you go to heaven, it is the spirit that will go there, the man on your inside. Okay, so now we have been talking about Reuben, who was unstable as water and could not excel. And so let me pray for you right now. Open all these words you've heard. So the words I've spoken to you, it is the word of God that builds character in you. It gives you a certain mindset. The knowledge of God's word, it gives you the wisdom of God. It makes it flourish. It makes it come out. It makes it manifest. Phronesis, practical wisdom, will be manifest in your life as you hear these words daily. 5 minutes religiously, you are listening. You're listening. You're saying that no, these words are for me. You're speaking to me, Prophetess Olivia. These words are mine. You're speaking to me. I'm taking it. I'm doing it. I'm flowing it. I'm telling you, one day I'll meet you, and the testimony you give me will be mind blowing. It will blow off our hearts. We'll be amazed. We'll just be holding our heads together and say, no. I mean, what kind of thing are you talking about? Because some of you are almost giving in, you are almost giving up. And they are saying, oh, come and let's do fraud, let's do scam, let's scam them, let's do... Oh, these people who came to Africa, didn't they just collect our gold? And so what are you going to get from them? Scam people and then they go mad, you scam people and then they become hospitalized, they are bound to wheelchair. What blessing is there in this? No! God has given you enough wisdom. Enough wisdom. That bank, you don't need to rob it. You will build one yourself. You build one yourself and be the group MD of that bank. I mean, the CEO of that bank. That's what God has given you. So please, listen to me and do what I'm saying through God's word. All these words I'm speaking, they are building something to you. And they're invoicing and over-invoicing and doing all those things, trying to pilfer and get something small. No, that's not the way to go. Rather, go God's way. When you go God's way, oh, I'll be hungry. Who told you? Who told you that God has not already provided? He anticipated all that Adam and Eve will need, will ever need. When God was building, was creating, remember, there were only two human beings. Yes, he provided oxygen enough for over 7 billion. It's not now that God is going to create any oxygen. It's already here. That is how God is. It's already, he's anticipated your life, everything. All is already provided. Like what 1 Corinthians 3:21 says. So all things are yours. So right now, I pray for you that as you are learning these words, phronesis is built in you. As you're learning these words, practical wisdom is happening to you. And you are experiencing this mindset, this way of thinking, that whatever, even where you are, whatever you've been given to do, there is something that you can do. If your husband is bringing in the income, do not just sit home as a housewife. There is something that you can do concerning your husband's business. Maybe he's into this, he's into that. And your husband has the opportunity of this. You too, think up around it. What can I do? What can I do around what my husband is doing? How can I help? How can I make money out of it? How can I also supplement the income? How can I? and you'll be amazed what God is going to use you for. So I pray for you right now. These words you've heard will not fall to the ground, but they are practical things that work in your life, that you will stay where God has put you. You will stay with the person God has, no matter that he can be demon possessed like Saul. King Saul was demon possessed, but David was wise, stayed with the man, and the man was a picture of what not to be. So you are working with him, you are learning from him, but you know, I will never be like this man. I will never have this character. I will never be a thief. I will never be a fornicator. I will never be an adulterer. I will never be someone who can talk about people behind their backs like this. I will not be a liar like this. I will not. You know, this is the picture of what I want to be. But you are gleaning from him all his knowledge, all his experience, so that you can become a better version. You bless. In the name of Jesus. Oh, continue to listen. And the next episode will blow your mind. Amen.